WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 58 degrees and a Monday. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A locally founded technology company plans to more than double its workforce at a new location. That's after the Bryan and College Station city councils have approved an economic development agreement. What was Net Near You is now part of Viasat, which is moving to the bio corridor. At the last College Station council meeting, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz said Viasat will receive $450,000 after meeting increased employment and payroll levels.
They're adding another 150 jobs. $9.2 million in payroll. They're required to keep those jobs there at that level for at least 5 years once the agreement's in place. The average job, the salary, $64,500.
Viasat, which is locating on College Station's side of the bio corridor, will have a minimum property valuation of $15 million by the end of 2019. As College Station Police continues its investigation of the death of a bicyclist who was struck by a city garbage truck 2 months ago, the city council has approved paying the family of the victim.
In an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz read the motion that the council unanimously passed at its last meeting. CSPD is waiting for the autopsy report of Alana Rich, a 21-year-old Texas A&M student who died September 8th following the collision south of the campus at Ayrshire and Angus. The settlement will be paid from the city's property casualty insurance fund. A College Station man with 16 driving infractions is accused of driving a pickup without insurance on the Texas A&M campus.
A university police officer stopped 30-year-old Daniel Herrera Rodriguez after he was spotted at 3 in the morning in Finn Feather and F&B Road. Rodriguez was arrested for driving without a license with 6 prior convictions and 6 municipal court warrants from Bryan, where, according to jail records, he owes more than $2,200. According to the arrest report, Rodriguez has also been convicted 8 times for not having insurance. A high-speed chase on Veterans Day that started at FM 2818 in George Bush went to the north before ending at 2818 in Mumford Road. The arrest report from a DPS trooper clocked the car going as fast as 111 miles an hour. 29-year-old Ronaldo Villanueva Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license and evading arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
What lies ahead in Congress with Donald Trump as president was among the subjects addressed by Senator John Cornyn when he visited the Twin Cities last Friday. Audience questions at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon included whether Cornyn supported any of Trump's Supreme Court candidates. Cornyn mentioned one name from Trump's list and a second possibility.
Justice Willett, whose name was on there, Ted Cruz, would be, I think, a great appointment if he would be interested. I don't know whether he is.
Cornyn expected a slim Republican majority in the Senate to end debate on a nominee with fewer than the required minimum of 60 votes.
Democrats said if they were in charge, they would change the Senate rules to make that a 51 vote threshold. And I think that's likely that we will do that as well. For as a practical matter, that's really been the rule anyway.
Cornyn also expected that the cloture rule would not come into play when repealing some federal regulations. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley, from where to go to take in our extensive art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Don't worry about it. 6:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure results in sunshine across the area for today. In fact, we're going to see sunshine through midweek. Good news is temperatures are going to be fairly comfortable. We're only 75 to 80 later today. Clear overnight, 55 to 60 is where we'll end up. Tomorrow we have more sun, and we're 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at how things played out in the high school football playoffs for teams around the Brazos Valley. Meanwhile, it was a disappointing loss for A&M football as they fell to Ole Miss. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on that. The A&M soccer team took down TCU in first-round action of the NCAA tournament, and in the NFL, both Texas teams won as the Cowboys bested the Steelers, and the Texans secured their first win on the road this season with their victory over Jacksonville. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, if I could come up with one term to describe Aggie Nation, I'm sure disappointed would be exactly the word that I'd be coming up with.
I'm just so sad.
Well, and again, I'm sorry. I know that there are probably a lot of wonderful people who live there. But when your football team loses to both teams from Mississippi again.
Back to back.
Well, actually, with Ole Miss, it's back to back to back.
Oh, and I just meant weekends. Yeah. But yes, that too. Yeah. That too.
But
yeah.
We're not supposed to lose to both schools from Mississippi.
And it was so close.
Yeah, well, you know what? It wasn't that close.
No.
It really, really, really wasn't that close. Remember, we got two interceptions that could have led to touchdowns.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Let's move on. So a Princeton University polling expert who said he would eat a bug if Donald Trump got more than 240 electoral votes.
Well,
I mean, not even to win the election, just to get 240.
Wow.
Says he's followed through on his promise. Well, we got to take his word for it.
All right, what, he didn't get like a video?
Video or it didn't happen.
Right?
Sam Wang of the Princeton Election Consortium made good on his Twitter word on CNN Saturday. Oh, apparently he did that on CNN. He ate a can of gourmet-style crickets and added in some honey.
Oh, gourmet-style crickets.
Yeah, which means, what, they're corn-fed? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not
organic.
Fair,
it's like Kobe crickets, right?
That's like a delicacy. That's not fair.
Wagyu
no?
crickets.
He said that the John the Baptist ate crickets, a locust and honey in the wilderness, and he considered himself to be
like John the Baptist?
No, in the wilderness as well.
Oh God.
The wilderness of America.
Yeah. Hmm. Mr. Wang said that on the consortium's website that polls failed, but the analysis amplified that failure. He apologizes for underestimating the possibility. No, it's really okay. I'll live with your disappointment.
Yeah.
It's all right. He's a data scientist and a neuroscientist at Princeton.
He should have had to eat one of those, like, hissing cockroaches.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, something gross.
That was alive.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I'll have some crickets and honey. Thank you very much.
That's technically, fine. A crawfish is a mud bug, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Could have done that. That's another story we'll talk about later on, how a beaver is a fish in Australia.
Oh,
you didn't know that,
okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't? Well, the Catholic Church did it. Because back then, Catholics lived in Australia, and they got there, the places they couldn't find fish, but they said, we got beavers, and so they said, okay, beavers.
Close enough.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right, so, and also in Wisconsin, a woman attempted to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. And again, if you're going to do counterfeit, let's go big. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Anyway, passing a $20 counterfeit bill at a gas station. She was trying to buy cigarettes with the bill and was asked to show ID. I guess for the cigarettes, not for the bill. Okay. it was blank on one side.
Oh.
Blank on
wow.
one side.
Yeah.
Woman claimed she didn't know it was a fake bill.
Uh-huh.
And said she'd go out to her car to get some real money.
And tried to leave.
Right. Well, she left her driver's license with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that made it pretty easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did that happen?
That was in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They moved in from Florida.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Info?
Mason.
Yeah, she's at home thinking she got away with it, and it's,
Tricked them.
Yeah, hello. Is this your license?
A blank 20. Seems legit. Yeah. That's good.
No way to start the weekend.
Just wanted some cigs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just 20 bucks. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's November the 14th. It's day 319. We got 47 to go. It's International Girls Day. Hey, hey.
Ooh, hey, girl.
You get to do that. It's Loosen Up and Lighten Up Day. Now, that'd be kind of cool to go to the big city, you know, where people are still very, very unhappy. Here's the quote. It's, of course, from the philosopher we all know is Larry the Cable Guy. It's nice if people can finally loosen up a little bit and just go out and laugh at silliness. I mean, people take themselves way too seriously sometimes, which is true. You can use that anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Tell that to the people in Portland, though.
Well, you know, or Philadelphia or wherever. You know, it's time to go back to work. Yeah. I know you're not happy, but it's time to go back to work. Okay, it's Pickle Day. Celebrate as you see fit. Spicy Guacamole Day.
Ooh. Okay.
You know, sometimes, but just regulars are.
Yeah, I kind of like mine reg.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. It's also American Education Week, so learn from that.
All right.
Birthdays, too.
Birthdays today. Vanessa Bayer is 35. She's from Saturday Night Live. She's the one who impersonates Miley Cyrus.
Oh, all right, sure.
Pretty funny. Yep. Travis Barker, the drummer from Blink-182, 41 today, and we're at work. Josh Duhamel is 44, of course, from Transformers and a number of other things.
Yeah. Fergie's husband.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, listen to you.
Look at that. All right.
Okay.
Kurt Schilling, former Boston Red Sox pitcher.
He's probably going to go into politics.
Really?
I mean, yeah, well, he's gotten fired from two or three jobs because he speaks his mind.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Rather conservative.
He's the bloody
fellow.
Ankle guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Exactly.
And
that's
he didn't he like defend his daughter that time whenever someone was making fun of her on Facebook or something?
Yep, that's right.
Well, he's 50 today.
All those things.
Patrick Warburton is 52.
Oh, right.
Putty himself.
Yeah. Well, you see, he does a lot. He does the National Car Rental, or he does one of the car rental commercials now, too.
Oh, okay.
And he's got
that voice.
He does.
You always can tell it's him.
That's him.
And he does Joe on Family Guy, and he was the Tick in the live-action
series.
That
was pretty good stuff, yeah.
Laura Sangiacomo is 54.
Really?
She was from Just Shoot Me and little else, really.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, hey.
52
Concert
today.
Pianist.
Really?
Yeah, she's an outstanding piano player.
Awesome.
She's also on the committee that chooses the top four in the football thing.
Yes, heard about that.
Yeah, she did really kind of an eclectic thing.
She was also apparently the subject of a love song written by Muammar Gaddafi.
Really?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. That trumps our two tremendously.
Yeah.
I had no idea about
Crazy,
that.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy. Yanni, 62 today.
Hey, all right.
So celebrate with some of that music.
Uh-huh.
James Young, the guitarist in Styx, is 67. And Prince Charles.
Hey, hey.
68 today.
68. All right. And Walter Carlos. You know who that is?
No.
Okay. All right. Walter Carlos did Switched on Bach. You don't know that, right?
No. Okay. Sounds kind of familiar, but
well, it's okay. But I may pull some of that up, or we may do it for tomorrow. But they took Bach, you know, music of Bach, and they did electronic stuff.
Oh, cool!
It's kind of made people consume it a little more. All right, 6:19.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents, and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So liberals in the mainstream media would love to have convinced you that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance with the minority vote during last week's presidential election. Well, according to Breitbart, that couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, Donald Trump outperformed Mitt Romney's ballot box support from African Americans and Latinos. Exit polls collected by CNN show Trump won at least 29% of the Latino vote, while Romney won only 27% in 2012. And the poll also shows that Trump won at least 8% of the African American vote, Romney only 6%. Now, details from the poll show that Trump won 13% of the African American male vote, 33% of the Latino male vote. Maybe somebody needs to tell Van Jones this isn't the white lash that he claimed it is.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall, one of them being the window treatments to decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house, it looks so much better because we used Blinds.com for every single room, and it transformed our house. Now through November the 21st, if you go to Blinds.com, use my last name, Hannity, in the promo code. When you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. German industrial giant Siemens says it will buy Oregon-based software firm Mentor Graphics for $4.5 billion. Mentor employs more than 5,700 people and produces software used to design electronics products, especially integrated circuits. Siemens says the deal would complement its strong offering in mechanics and software with design, test, and simulation of electrical and electronic systems. Movie theater ticket sales are strong this post-election weekend. Marvel's Doctor Strange led the box office for the second week with $43 million. The superhero blockbuster Trolls was second with $35.1 million. The New York Observer, the salmon-colored society paper owned by President-elect Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is closing its weekly print edition and will go online only. The publication's parent company says the move was driven by market realities as readers migrate online. And that's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Well, now that the dust has settled on election season and all the smoke is cleared, we can all agree it was pretty crazy. But it wasn't necessarily as crazy as it could have been. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. In Oceanside, California, a 61-year-old man named Gary Ernst was running for re-election as treasurer. The only problem is, Gary died back on September 23rd. The city, however, said there wasn't enough time to reprint the ballots without him. Seems fair enough. But the crazy part is, on Tuesday, he won anyway. Now, his opponent was a woman named Nadine Scott. She spent the last month and a half trying to spread the word that Gary was dead. But clearly it didn't work, because he beat her by 6 percentage points. Now, of course, there is the possibility that it did work, but people didn't care. See, one of the city council members from Oceanside told the press, quote, "Even though Gary passed away, he's still better qualified than she is." Wow. It doesn't get much colder than that. The city council will get to appoint someone new for the position, but they don't necessarily have to choose Nadine. Poor Nadine. She just wanted to be treasurer of Oceanside, California. I guess Trump's not looking so bad now, is he? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's 627. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Boy, yesterday, pretty nice day out there. Lots of sunshine and pretty cool temperatures with the north wind. Right now, we've got 77 for a high temperature today. Probably next couple of days. And then get this, Wednesday and Thursday, looking at highs in the 80s. And again, still winds coming out of the northwest tonight, which is a little bit unusual. And then they'll have north winds tomorrow. So today's 77. Going to feel different than tomorrow's 77. As we look on toward the weekend, they're telling us, at least right now, 40% chance of showers on Friday, so we'll see if that happens. Right now, winds out of the south at 8, 84% relative humidity, got some overcast skies, and we're looking at 58 degrees right now.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
If you want to change a habit and really make it stick, is it better to go cold turkey or do it gradually? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We all like to think that we have control over what we do, but try to change a habit and you discover you don't have the control you think you do. Why?
Habits run mostly in the unconscious. And if you think that maybe 50% of the things that we do every day, and that's what the studies suggest, are actually habits, then it's very difficult to have total control over yourself.
Jeremy Dean, author of the book Making Habits, Breaking Habits, says if you want to change a habit, you have to be very specific.
So instead of saying to yourself, I want to be healthy, it's much better to make a really specific plan, like if I feel hungry between meals, then I will eat an apple. Then you want to repeat that as many times as you can until you're doing it automatically, and that is, in a nutshell, how to make a habit.
Is it better to go cold turkey or take the gradual approach when you're trying to change a habit?
This one I can answer pretty categorically, and I would go for this gradual approach. Cold turkey is quite often used by smokers when they want to give up, and it really will kill your chances to try and just give up immediately. It's much better to use the patches and wean yourself off slowly. It'll be much less painful. And the same is true to a lesser extent with any other habit. It's better to go slowly and incrementally. And the pain will be less with the change if you do it slowly but surely.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A local employer with 130 jobs and a payroll of more than $7 million plans to more than double those numbers. The College Station and Bryan City Councils have approved an economic development agreement that will give technology company Viasat up to $450,000 for locating in College Station's portion of the bio-corridor.
Once they meet that criteria, we will reimburse a portion of their taxes. The first year after completion is about 80% of the value, and then it reduces all the way to 10% over a six-year period. There's fast tracking of development permits and also development fee waivers.
College Station Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz told her city council Viasat agreed to add 150 jobs with an average salary of $64,000.
There's a $20 million investment that's required by Viasat for their new facility. They have to put a minimum of $15 million on the tax rolls as valued by BCAD.
Viasat, which purchased the locally founded Net Near You, is building an 85,000-square-foot building on 9 acres in the bio corridor. 2 months after a bicyclist died after being struck by a College Station garbage truck, family members filed a claim with the city.
And to execute a settlement and release containing terms as customarily contained in settlement agreements.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
The motion from Councilwoman Julie Schultz authorizes the city to pay up to $250,000, which will come from the city's property casualty insurance fund. College Station Police report the investigation continues of the September 8th collision because they are waiting for an autopsy report. A Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Alana Rich, was killed after she was hit south of campus at Angus and Ayrshire. What started as a shoplifting at the College Station Target store on Veterans Day ended with an arrest on robbery charges.
According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Angelina Salas of Houston bit an off-duty College Station police sergeant and injured a Target loss prevention officer in the store's parking lot. That's after Salas left the store with $640 of merchandise in her purse, including an iPod, jewelry, and clothing. The policeman and store employee were treated at the scene for their injuries. Before the speed limit changed on Highway 6 in Brazos County, a DPS trooper stopped a car going 88 in the 75-mile-an-hour zone and driving in the passing lane. After the trooper smelled marijuana smoke, there was a search of the car that led to the discovery of almost $3,000 cash, a baby bottle containing codeine syrup, and less than 2 ounces of marijuana. That resulted in the arrest of 21-year-old Rasheed Davis of College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The process of repealing some federal regulations could become easier. Senator John Cornyn, answering questions at a BCS chamber luncheon last Friday, expected the cloture rule requiring a minimum 60 votes to end debate would not come into play on some issues.
Congressional Review Act that only require 51 votes in the Senate to repeal some of these regulations, and I think you're going to see a real flurry of activity early on in that front.
When asked about the next U.S. Attorney General, Cornyn wants someone to help regain the public's confidence in the Justice Department.
Sometimes you got to tell your friends or the people in your own political party that they've overstepped and done the wrong thing. But what we've seen is a pattern of giving a pass, abuse, and outright corruption, I would say, in refusing to treat everybody the same under the law.
Cornyn was also asked if he supported any of Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Cornyn brought up Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett, who is on Trump's list, along with fellow Senator Ted Cruz. A Texas congressman is being mentioned as a candidate for Director of Homeland Security under President Donald Trump.
Austin Congressman Mike McCall is the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. He had a prominent speaking role at the Republican convention last summer and praised Trump's stance on national security.
He will never bow down to our enemies. He will stand up to them. And Donald will never allow terrorists to gain ground against America. He will shake the ground they walk on.
McCall is said to be in talks with Trump's transition team. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
Members of the Bryan Police and Fire Departments are panelists in a holiday safety seminar being held tonight. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse is one of two presenters.
Sergeant Jason James is going to be there to talk about burglar-proofing your home and safety while shopping. And I will be there to talk about several topics of holiday and winter fire safety.
Tonight's program, hosted by the Citizen Police Academy's Alumni Association, starts at 6:30 at Bryan Municipal Court. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is located near the Houston and Galveston areas this morning. It's going to result in lots of sunshine and some comfortable temperatures for today. We should be somewhere between 75 and 80 later this afternoon. Generally clear tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. We're back up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, this weekend saw the high school football playoffs continue for teams around the Brazos Valley. I've got your update on that. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the A&M football team's loss to Ole Miss on Saturday. In A&M basketball, the women opened their season with a win over Central Arkansas. Meanwhile, the men hit the court to take on American tonight. And in the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Cowboys to another win over the Steelers, and the Texans won their first game on the road road this season as they beat Jacksonville. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, Tony Romo may need to go find someplace else to be.
Yeah. Maybe assistant offensive coordinator or something.
Well, again, in college, Prescott was amazing to watch.
Yeah, he really was.
And obviously he's been able to translate that to the next level, which is, you know, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, did the Texans even win?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing Jacksonville. Yeah. What difference does that make anyway? All right. So,
but they did win.
That's good, yeah. All right, so are y'all – tell me how the social media is going in your world as far as the results. Are people moved on with the rest of their life? Are they still election-centric?
You know, I don't have a lot of it. I'm not on Facebook, and I think that's where the majority of it is.
Yes.
You know, I see a few tweets here and there, and then obviously on Instagram, it's more people trying to get away from the politics and posting cute animal videos.
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
It's slowing down a little bit on my Facebook. I'm mainly a Facebooker, you know, and so it is slowing down a little bit, but depending on who you ask, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. You just don't know, you know.
Okay. We'll let her win the popular. I don't care.
I mean, but that's what they, and of course they're saying since she won the popular vote, they're trying to overturn the electoral college.
We should change the rules now. Today.
Right.
We should do that. Yeah.
We do it all the time for Hillary Clinton. Why not now?
Yeah. Well, whoa. Yeah. So, well, I just because, you know, the weather was nice this weekend. It was pretty neat. A lot of stuff going on as we start actually turning to what we think is fall, even though we don't get to see, you know, leaves change.
Yeah.
It's just hopefully. Yeah, and did we do the story last week? I read it. I didn't know if I'd do it on the show about it. It takes a week to 10 days to get over the results of an election.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So there. Anyway, so he's on 60 Minutes last night. The first thing they ask him is, you got with Republican people and ask what needs to be done right away.
I would say there was more than one thing. There were three things. It was health care. There was immigration. And there was a major tax bill lowering taxes in this country.
Okay. I was just relieved that he said there were three things and he knew all three things, which is
good point.
Because you wouldn't want to have an
And what was that other one?
Yeah, okay. Here's more Donald for you.
I am so saddened to hear that.
The
and
process.
I say stop it.
Stop it.
If it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Stop it.
This is the thing that maybe bothers me as much as anything else, is that the president has not said that and that Hillary Clinton has not said that.
Yeah.
They need to say the election is over. We lost. We hope we can do a better job next time. Please be there to vote for us next time. But this one is over.
Mm-hmm.
And really the fact that he has not done that is a little bothersome.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
we're
a good point.
We're getting the guy who did say it in office. So.
Yeah, and again, you know, to blame the FBI director is probably not right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So of course, and everybody thinks, and he had promised he was going to replace Obamacare, but he's saying that's probably not going to happen. He may fix some. He'll keep some elements.
We're not going to have like a 2-day period, and we're not going to have a 2-year period where there's nothing. It will be repealed and replaced, and we'll know. And it'll be great health care for much less money.
Donald, the president-elect. Now, will people be surprised about how he is president?
I'll conduct myself in a very good manner, but depends on what the situation is. Sometimes you have to be rougher. When I look at the world and you look at how various places are taking advantage of our country. And I say it, and I say it very proudly. It's going to be America first. It's not going to be what we're doing. We've lost. We're losing this country. We're losing this country. That's why I won the election.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Donald.
It's funny because, I mean, it seems as though now that he's won, he's mellowed out a lot.
Well, even the 2 weeks leading up to the election, he was a little calmer.
And that's what they're talking about is now as he puts his team together, if you will, that the first person is Rince Priebus, who's got a really funny name. But he's only 44 years old, and he's going to become the chief of staff. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He came from Wisconsin. He was head of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and a lot of people are saying that Trump won Wisconsin because of Priebus.
Wow.
But the other thing that Priebus did is he stood up to the Republican establishment saying, this guy's a buffoon, he can't be elected president, we have to do something. I mean, if you'll recall, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they were trying to find some way to get him out of the race.
Mm-hmm.
They were still looking for some way to do that. And Priebus had already said, no, we're not going to do that. He is the guy. Now, he directed the RNC to start spending money on down-ticket races. In other words, governorships, state legislatures, congressionals. And as a result, the Republicans still did pretty well. You know, the thing you have to remember is gold, and we've lived with it in Texas for a long, long time, but states are changing to Republican in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
There are 38 governors now who are Republican.
Phew.
Now, what that does to liken it to athletics is that starts to give you a bench. That starts to give you younger people who are down there mm-hmm. who can grow and rise in the political system. And the Democrats aren't getting that. Once Congress is seated, we'll get the figures as to the demographic profile of the two parties. And for the last 3 years, the Republicans have been younger and have been more diverse than the Democrats. And that shocks a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's happening is they start to rise from the bottom and they become the next political leaders. And the Democrats have got to put that together because, you know, this is something that Obama doesn't care about. He doesn't care who the next Democratic leader is because he's had his time now. And that's not the way the political system has worked before. It's worked before that you lifted people up so that they could be the next in line and you try to build a dynasty.
Yep.
And the Democrats are not doing that now. So anyway, the person who they're looking at right now to be the head of the Democratic National Committee is a guy named Keith Ellison. And he's on a short list right now. And I'll just mention, because it's a fact, that he is a Mormon, he's a Muslim. He's the only Muslim in Congress.
Hmm.
And if the Democrats, again, are trying to widen their tent, that is going to put off some conservative Democrats, I think.
Yeah.
Not that Muslims are bad people. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But the optics of it will cause that to happen.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't. Is Bernie Sanders on the short list?
Bernie is not. No,
I'm
Bernie,
surprised.
Well, here,
I mean,
of course, Bernie's
really,
an independent,
yeah.
and Bernie's old. So that's
Bernie is old.
Yeah, and he's looking older and older.
Mm-hmm.
And in office, you know, those kind of positions, they age you even more quickly.
That's what I'm thinking is what color is Trump's hair going to be? I mean, because we've got a little gray thing happening and, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
He colors his hair. I think we probably know that. But, you know, nonetheless, what are they going to do? Are they going to decide, well, you know, maybe an inch every 3 months, you know, we'll add more gray an inch every 3 months. And then by the end, he's got this, you know, great white hair.
Yeah.
And all that. Which, to mention, I went to the luncheon where John Cornyn was. He's got great hair.
Does he?
He's got that white hair. I mean, he looks, I don't know how old he is. He's in his middle 60s probably. But he's had white hair for a long time. And so, you know, he's got that look. See,
that's a politician thing.
Yeah,
you know, you got to have good hair to be a politician.
Exactly. So that you got that part of it down. Anyway, so what Trump is going to mean to California, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 19th, it's pest control around the home and farm. Are the rodents and insects bugging you? This is the start of their busy season, and we can provide some tips for control this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Their transitions from low shrubs to turf, their replacements for grass when it's too shady for turf or too steep to mow safely. They're great in long, narrow spaces where grass would be tough to maintain. They are ground covers, and they're a phenomenon that's come along in the past several decades. Lucky for us. We're going to talk about the best ground covers and how to use them right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Ground covers take a couple of forms. Some are low trailing plants that sprawl and cover the earth. They may or may not form roots along their stems as they spread. Other ground covers are clumps. They spread by multiplying. One plant recreates itself into two and then four and then eight and so on to fill the bed. How well the plant grows will enter your decisions when it comes time to choose the best types for your needs. Let's talk about ground covers for the shade first. My own personal choice for areas where it's too shady for even St. Augustine is regular Mondo grass. It's also called monkey grass, ophiopogon, and lily turf. It has grass-like texture, but it grows to 6 to 8 inches tall, and when planted in a moist, well-prepared soil and spaced 10 inches between tennis ball-sized clumps, Mondo grass will fill in completely within the first year. You can walk through it occasionally, for example, to blow leaves out in the fall or to retrieve a ball or a frisbee, but it's not intended for areas of traffic. I do not mow mine, although some commercial landscapers trim beds down to an inch or two in late winter. That way they get a flush of uniform new growth in the spring. Other shade candidates, liriope, the summer flowering big sister to Mondo grass, and English ivy, Asian jasmine, and purple winter creeper euonymus, among others. About ground covers for slopes. In the couple of places where I have steep slopes it would be impossible to mow, I've used both Mondo grass and liriope where there's shade in the afternoon, and purple winter creeper, or either harbor dwarf or harbor bell nandinas in full sun. All of these plants form dense root systems that hold the soil securely once the plants get established. Other candidates for slopes in shade would be English ivy, and in sun, Asian jasmine and tam junipers. And then ground covers for narrow spaces. Here we're talking about areas like parkways, the space between the curb and the sidewalk, and alongside drives that are close to the house. In shade, once again, I use Mondo grass or the tiny dwarf Mondo grass in limited areas only. In sun, you could either use purple winter creeper euonymus, knowing that you're going to have to trim it occasionally to keep it from spreading out into the pavement, or you could use one of those same dwarf nandinas. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, it's Bodark, homage to a survivor. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, in the high school football playoffs, A&M Consolidated faced Jacksonville and won 30-15. Meanwhile, Bryan took on Ennis and also won 41-27. College Station is still undefeated as they took down White House 51-14, and Buffalo blanked AAA Academy 42-0. In A&M football, it was a nail-biter as Shea Patterson threw for 338 yards and two touchdowns in his debut, and Gary Wunderlich made a 39-yard field goal with 30 seconds left to lift Mississippi past number 10 Texas A&M 29-28 on Saturday night. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
You know, we didn't make the two fourth down opportunities that we had in the game. It was a little bit more wind going one way or the other than to try to attempt that field goal. So those two fourth down opportunities ended up costing us.
The Aggies led 21-6 at halftime thanks to two touchdown runs by Keith Ford. The Rebels had turnovers on their first two possessions of the second half, but Texas A&M couldn't convert either of them into points. Patterson threw an interception on the first one, and Jason Pellerin was sacked and fumbled after that. The Aggs next face UTSA on Saturday, November 19th at 11 a.m. Pre-game will be at 10, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Baylor says quarterback Seth Russell will have surgery to repair the ankle broken in Saturday's loss to Oklahoma. Russell suffered the injury during the third quarter, and it'll likely put a cap on his college career at Baylor. Meanwhile, Alabama is the unanimous number one team in the latest Associated Press college football poll, but there are plenty of changes behind the Crimson Tide following Saturday's losses by Michigan, Clemson, and Washington. Ohio State has moved up to second, followed by Louisville, the Wolverines, and the Tigers. Wisconsin is sixth, just ahead of the Huskies, Oklahoma, Penn State, and West Virginia. In A&M soccer, Stephanie Mallerby scored her first goal of the season, and Danielle Rice made four saves to tally the shutout as the Maroon and White defeated the TCU Horned Frogs 1-0 in NCAA Championship first-round action at Garvey Rosenthal Stadium. With the victory, the Aggs advanced the NCAA Championship second round for the 19th consecutive season. Texas A&M returns to action Friday as they travel to Los Angeles for a second-round match against the USC Trojans. Match time is slated for 3:30 p.m. Meanwhile, in A&M volleyball, freshman outside hitter Holland Haynes recorded a team-high 12 kills without an error to lead the Aggies to a victory over Georgia Sunday afternoon at Reed Arena. The Aggs next take on Tennessee on Wednesday at 5 p.m. In A&M basketball, the women's team opened their season with a win over Central Arkansas 74-49 at Reed Arena on Sunday evening. Meanwhile, the men return to the court tonight at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:30, and you can catch it on WTAW as well. In the NFL,
here we go. Run Zeke. Up the middle, he's gone! Zeke's gone! Goodbye, Zeke! Touchdown! Short yardage pinched in. The Dogs got out. The Cowboys are going to steal one in Pittsburgh. 32 yards!
Ezekiel Elliott had two late scores to keep the Dallas Cowboys rolling with a 35-30 win over the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Both of Elliott's touchdowns came in the game's final 2 minutes. Dak Prescott overcame an early turnover to pass for 319 yards in another win with two scores. Meanwhile, in Jacksonville,
Brock takes the snap. Throws right side, hits Anderson, touchdown Houston! Second TD pass of the game for Osweiler as the Texans build on their lead.
Brock Osweiler threw a pair of touchdown passes as the Houston Texans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Kareem Jackson returned an interception 42 yards for another score as the Texans got their first win this season on the road. And finally, Joey Logano raced his way into NASCAR's championship finale with a victory at Phoenix International Raceway. Defending series champion Kyle Busch finished second to earn the other transfer spot into the final four. Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards are the other final four drivers. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hear that? No? It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, unless 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 2810.
Let's do some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for you business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call 775-2929. All right, today,